from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I went into the baseball laboratory to offer a solution. And so I do have a strategy for the New York Yankees. It's called strategery. Now, just hear me out on my strategery.
That sounds like a terrible board game.
Well, it's actually a term that President Bush used a lot, and I liked it.
Lockbox.
Strategery. That was Al Gore. Okay?
The board game was Stratego.
Yes.
That was the board game.
I never played it.
Do you remember everybody out there?
Is it like Keno or something like that?
No, it's like a thinking game, like a chess with different types of pieces, like Final Fantasy stuff. It's that type of game.
What?
Are you going to go down a rabbit hole taking?
No, but it sounds terrible. I'm glad I never.
Oh, good. I got scared. I saw this conversation going a different way. I'm trying to have a baseball intellect discussion. So, you guys remember the Nationals in 2019?
Yes.
So, the Washington Nationals won a World Series with really no bullpen. They somehow pulled it off. Daniel Hudson was the one reliever that turned out to be reliable. And what they ended up doing was using a lot of their starting pitchers out of the bullpen in a strategic way.
Makes sense.
So I brought something up about 2 weeks ago, and maybe you guys rolled your eyes when you heard me bring it up, but it's very, very meaningful. The New York Yankees, if they get to the American League Divisional Series, which they automatically get to if they win the division, will feature an inordinate amount of off days. Game one would be on a Saturday, then they'd have an off day. Then they play game two, then they have an off day. Then they play back-to-back games, then they'd have an off day. I think there are two ways you have to handle the quote-unquote Clay Holmes situation. Number one, I'll take you to last night. Tommy Kahnle looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Keep him in. If a guy pitches an effective inning, don't rush because everyone has a role to take them out.
Yeah.
Tommy Kahnle pitched well.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this for the regular season, T, because I know you got to manage the 162.
Of course.
I'm talking about the playoffs. If a guy's effective, Mark Leiter looks dominant. I'm not talking about last night because he didn't. But if a reliever looks dominant,
leave him in.
Push it.
Yeah.
Maybe an extra batter.
The challenge with that is the roles and responsibilities that are necessarily defined when you are a well-operating organization, or in this case, a sports organization. Clay Holmes' job is to go get those last few outs. Just go do your job.
Why does it have to be defined?
Because when you repeatedly do something well, and the problem is he doesn't do it repeatedly well. He does it well a lot of times, but not all the time. So when it's his job, he wants to go do that job. And you expect him to go do that job. So just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be beautiful or gorgeous every time, but just do your job.
His job is not to pitch the ninth inning. His job is to get people out. I want to make that very, very clear, because I disagree with that notion, because I think baseball's a different world now.
But
he doesn't have to pitch the ninth inning.
I mean, in some ways you're right, because I think some of us still romanticize what a closer is.
It's dead. That's not the way closers should be treated. And quite frankly, Clay Holmes, and he's good. I know a lot of Yankee fans want to rip him today, and that's fine. We'll take your angry calls. He blew a game last night. He's blown 10 games this year. I own that. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about what you do next. Clay Holmes does not need to be married in the ninth inning. And I'll give you a great example. One thing Clay Holmes does really well is get ground balls.
Yeah.
If you're in a spot with a one-run lead, first and third, one out, seventh inning, why can't Clay Holmes come in to try to get a big double play?
No, he can. And he should, by the way.
Okay, I agree. He should. So when Luke Weaver comes in last night, and I know Luke Weaver hasn't been perfect, but last night Luke Weaver comes in and he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. You're allowed to let him come out and pitch the eighth inning. Tommy Kahnle pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning. You're allowed to let him pitch the ninth inning. So a part of my playoff strategery is, number one, stop being married to roles.
Yeah.
If a guy's pitching well, keep him in. And number two, to get back to the starter thing, You've got to use your starters as a weapon. Gerrit Cole is here to win. You tell Gerrit Cole, bro, there are off days all over this postseason. You tell me when that you feel comfortable to come in and throw 18 pitches and we'll use you.
Yeah.
The divisional series is just a mess with off days. Use it to your advantage. Same thing with Luisio, by the way. Same thing with Marcus Stroman. Carlos Rodon would make me a little bit nervous, but same thing. Use your starters as weapons because you can in the playoffs. This doesn't fix a Sunday night against the Tigers. Dude, it sucked. They lost the game. It is what it is. I'm not even suggesting that same strategy during the regular season. But come postseason time, number one, relievers pitching well, you're allowed to keep them in.
Yeah.
Number two, use your starters as weapons. The Nationals did it so effectively in 2019. And by the way, we're a long ways away from the Mets making the playoffs. If the Mets are ever fortunate enough to be in the postseason, they have to have the same strategy.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.